Bill Buckley here, and it's gadget time. Here comes the gadget detective, Fevzi Turkalp. Follow him on Twitter, at gadget detective. Good to have you with us, Fevzi. Let's start as we normally do with your gadget of the week. And you've surprised me again. We're talking about a finger ring today. Didn't see that one coming.
Yes, as opposed to any other sort of ring. Yes, it's a ring for your finger. It's unusually called Wave for Work, as in wave, hello, goodbye. Oh. It's from a company called Genki Instruments, G-E-N-K-I. So you can check out the link at genkiinstruments.com. Now, this is a ring that makes interacting with your computer and your technology easier. It's connected to your computer via Bluetooth. It's a ring that you wear on your index finger. And the reason for that is, imagine the ring with buttons on the side so that your thumb can just move across and push the buttons on that, and a little LED display on the top. And it links via Bluetooth. And it's does various things. I mean, it's got a lot of potential. I'm not sure it's quite met its full potential yet, but it integrates with apps like Zoom and Microsoft Teams and PowerPoint, Photoshop, OBS for streamers. And it's most useful, I think, at the moment for people who are on screen. So let's say you're making a Zoom call and you want to mute your microphone. You know how you can see people when they mute their microphone? You can see them on camera reaching towards the screen, and it kind of looks a bit weird because you don't know what they're going to do. They're going to mute themselves. They're going to raise their hand. All these. So those sorts of functions, you can do push to talk. You can raise your hand. You can mute. You can just do it by finger presses. So even that can be off camera, so it's not even perceptible that you've reached out and done anything. And if you're making a presentation, of course, again, it's much better not to have. It allows you to move up to 10 meters away from the camera. I mean, that's a bit too far, I think, but you can move away from the camera. If you're doing some sort of presentation, you can move around and still control what's happening. Similarly, you can use it for controlling your music. You know, if you're focusing on something and the music's got a bit loud, you can play it, you can pause it, you can skip songs, fast forward through music, adjust the volume. The volume adjust is kind of clever because it's when you sort of imagine you've got your hand out flat and then you twist at the wrist.
Twist at the wrist.
You know the gesture, like, oh, I don't know how to explain it.
Turn your hand over.
Yeah, you're saying, oh, I'm not completely sure about that, you know, that sort of gesture. It's a bit iffy, that gesture.
That will
adjust the volume on your music. And you can create your own shortcuts. So, you know, on a computer program, you have like Control Alt Del or Control Alt whatever. Any of those you can program so that the buttons on your ring will control them.
How many buttons have you got then? Because they must be very tiny, because they're just on one side of a ring that's small enough to fit on a finger.
It's only really three buttons, but it's a combination of presses. So you've got a centre one, a top and a bottom. And you can see what you've selected because the little LED display, which is basic, but the LED display on the top will show you a symbol that indicates what you've done, as it were, what you've engaged. If you go to genkiinstruments.com, it's called Wave for Work. There's a nice little video of it on there that kind of shows you it a bit more easily than I can explain it. Yeah. Money-wise, it's priced in dollars. Eventually, it will be $149. Mm-hmm. At the moment, it's $99, which I calculated today to be about £71, which is not too bad. I've given it 3.5 stars out of 5. It's got a lot of potential, this gadget. I just think that, you know, because it's just launched, it hasn't met its full potential. And I do know, because I've spoken to the reps of this company, and they assure me that there are new features being developed as we speak. And it's sort of crying out for that, but it's got a lot of potential. The other thing I liked about it was that it fits every finger, because although there's a sort of hard plastic section, the underneath is a sort of Velcro strap. So it will fit whatever your finger size is. I don't think it's the most elegant of rings.
Now you've took the words right out of my mouth, Fevzi. Frankly, however useful something is, if people, especially young fashion conscious people, are going to wear it, it's got to look all right. Is this a nice piece of jewellery at all?
I think it's functional. It's not terrible, but I mean, I think that,
because the Apple Watch is quite nice to look at, isn't it, for example? I think that is an important aspect of the successful product.
I think we've also become accustomed to its appearance, because it's the Apple Watch is oblong and it's quite blocky.
Yeah.
And don't forget, I don't know if you remember what the first iPad looked like. I only bought the second one because it was chunky and it was, you know, it takes a while to hone.
Reason for hanging on, maybe.
Yeah, but also what I would say is, you know, certainly when you're using this for video, part of the point of it is that it's out of sight. Yeah, you're controlling without having to reach up, you know, being visibly skipping through things or muting or pausing or whatever it is you're wanting to do. It doesn't have to be on camera. So your hand doesn't, you know, when you're on a Zoom call, your hands are not always, you know, in view anyway.
No, true.
It's just a way of controlling it intuitively without you having to look down, without you having to grab for a remote control of some sort. I think it's quite clever, you know, because once you get used to it, and particularly when you program it with your own functions, I think it's quite unique.
If it's going to have lots more functions added to it, though, presumably you'll have to be very selective as to which ones you choose, because you've only got the combinations of three buttons.
Correct, but I believe that the additional functionality will also be in terms of the range of programs that it will control, so that the buttons will have a function in the context of the program that you're working with at the time.
Right.
But you're right. It's not meant to replace a sort of keyboard, or even a full remote control. The point of it is that it allows you to move around. It allows you not to have to sit within touching range of the screen. It allows you not to have to reach up visibly, you know, ominously your hand comes up and half covers the camera as you try and work out what to tap on the screen. So I think, you know, I like it overall, but I think it's something that's got, you know, further to develop.
Okay.
So I've given it 3.5 stars out of 5, and it will get 4 when the additional functions come along.
And that is the Wave 4 Work, a ring by Genki Instruments. Talking of just gorgeous, back to Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective for part 2.
Bless.
Hey. tech news, and Amazon hopes pandemic habits will stick. Yes, I bet it does.
Yeah, profits triple.
Gosh.
In a year on year, it's not its turnover.
And they were substantial to start with, weren't they?
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars. But what's interesting is that in that period, the turnover's gone up about 40%, but the profits have literally tripled, actually more than tripled, from about $2.5 billion to about $8 billion in a year. Mm. About $8 billion, that's right. So, I mean, that's quite remarkable. That tells us that they're actually becoming more efficient. You know, they're keeping costs low. And again, that's interesting, because in a pandemic, actually, some of the costs of operation have gone up, you know, with people having to be spaced a bit further apart and travel differently and all of this. But I think it's also because a lot of their businesses are now virtual. So you've got things like Amazon Prime Video, where, you know, that's up 70%, the number of hours viewed on their sort of video service. So, you know, and then they've got this thing called AWS, where they provide web services to a huge chunk of the websites that exist around the world use Amazon's AWS web services. So these sort of things that we don't necessarily aren't tangible, they've grown hugely as well, because as web has increased, you know, it's like as the internet does better, so does Amazon, because it's the backbone for huge chunks of the internet now. So
yes,
it's quite incredible. And of course, Amazon, you know, aren't the only big tech company. I mean, Apple, Facebook, Microsoft, and Google's parent company called Alphabet have all reported large increases in sales and profits in this last pandemic 12 months. And I think, I guess what I wanted to say about this was that I don't think this is all going to go back to how it was before. I think that some of these changes are now ingrained, that shopping habits have changed, communication methods have changed, and I don't think that everyone's going to necessarily rush back to the high street, which was ailing before this. I think the high street, it's accelerated a process that was already underway. So the high street will still exist, but it will only really exist for the things that can't be done online. And you know, even things like coffee shops and gymnasiums and stuff, we see that elements of those have been done online.
Oh, yeah. It's all coming to you now, isn't it? Yeah. Guys on bikes with big green boxes here, there, and everywhere.
Yes, indeed. So I just think, you know, it's interesting. I mean, we can try and be a bit like King Canute and hold back the tide, as it were. But I just think it's unstoppable. And I notice that things like American Express do these sort of special promotions when you shop locally. And I see a lot of stores doing promotions with, but you have to come in store to get the promotion. You can't buy the same thing from the same store online. And I just think that, you know, that's the way it goes. And it's one of those things, isn't it, that we can all decry the loss of our high street, and yet, you know, the Amazon van and all that pulls up outside our properties as much as anyone else's.
We speak with forked tongue, we absolutely do. But there is one exception to this rule, isn't there? And that's Primark, which, of course, there were those huge queues at the end of lockdown outside Primark because you cannot get Primark online. And what do you make of their, some might say, you know, brave stance, really, going completely against the flow?
Yeah, I mean, it's not impossible to do well in the high street. It's just that the traditional models don't work. So you see, like, Debenhams and... you know, gone now, and John Lewis, in, you know, having to cut massively the number of stores and so forth. So those sort of stalwarts of retailing have probably peaked, I think it's fair to say. But that doesn't mean that there can't be other retail models. And Primark is very focused, you know, as is, for example, Costco. You know, they know their customers. They you know, they're all about, you know, value for money, cheapness, almost disposable items, you know, and one can think what one wants about that, because, you know, ecologically,
it's not good for the planet.
That maybe isn't the best thing. But you know, and all of these companies, you know, have been challenged in terms of their practices with regard to their workers, including Amazon and others. You know, the ones that bring you suit. You know, when you buy a piece of clothing and it's like £3. You've got to wonder about what the people who made that were paid when it's been made in another country, it's been transported over here. The margins, you know, the margin from manufacturer to retail is at least 100%, generally speaking. Yeah, so this thing has literally been made for pennies. And, you know,
We don't want to go there, do we? This is the problem. We want to just, you know, carry on with our things in our ears, singing la la la.
But it's also the same with, you know, high value goods. I mean, you know that, you know, Apple has been it's been suggested that, you know, they may not pay as much as they might for the labour that goes into making. You know, I looked at the new iPad Pro that was launched yesterday for pre-order. The top-end iPad Pro with the extended warranty is about £2,400. And it's an extremely impressive bit of kit. But, you know, maybe the company which wears its, you know, ethical credentials on its sleeve, you know, it could be said that it needs to do a bit more in terms of sorting out its own house.
Big questions for which even you really can't give us big answers, I guess, Fevzi. But you're right; it's a you know, an ongoing debate with all kinds of side shoots coming off it, and will continue to be so. So I expect we'll return to it one of these days. In the meantime, thank you very much for today. Lovely to have you on. Gadget Detective, that is. You can find him and follow him on Twitter @GadgetDetective.